USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump accepting the Republican nomination last night as the Republican National Convention wrapped up. He said there has never been such a difference between two political parties in America than there is today.
We want our sons and daughters to know the truth. America is the greatest and most exceptional nation in the history of the world.
A huge civil rights march is taking place today on this 57th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s famous I Have a Dream speech in Washington, D.C. Among those headed that way is this man from Harlem, New York.
There's a lot of things going on affecting the community, specifically African-American community, and it's very necessary for our presence.
Several speeches are planned at the event, including from Martin Luther King III and the Reverend Al Sharpton. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Douglas Kratt, veterinarian and president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Many states across the country have recently legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. Veterinarians have seen a spike in poisoning in pets. Marijuana affects pets much differently than it affects people. THC, the main ingredient of marijuana, can make our pets scared or very sick. If you have marijuana or edibles in the house, please keep them out of reach. And when walking with your pets, make sure they don't pick up anything you don't expect. Concerned your pet has gotten into pot? If they appear off balance, rigid, nervous, or if they're drooling or dribbling urine, vocalizing, having seizures, please get them to the veterinarian immediately. There's no antidote for marijuana, but a veterinarian can provide supportive care until it passes. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
A 17-year-old accused of shooting three people, killing two of them during protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin, has formally been charged with two counts of homicide, as well as charges of attempted homicide and reckless endangerment. They say that Kyle Rittenhouse is from Illinois, but he's told police he was in Kenosha, hoping to protect businesses during protests over the weekend police shooting of Jacob Blake. Top Trump advisor Jared Kushner says the administration is proud of how it's responded to the pandemic. Kushner says the virus is about people's well-being and not about politics.
I just don't think it's helpful to the public for people to be politicizing this. You have people who are dying. You have a lot of hardship. You have people who have lost jobs. You have people who are scared. And quite frankly, I think a lot of the political division that is being caused by people who are criticizing the response is creating more division.
Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is stepping down from that post because of health issues. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
COVID-19 changing lives in some unexpected ways, and that includes the lives of children, especially as they begin to return to classrooms in many cases, and John Clemens has more.
Children often suffer from depression, stress, and anxiety over returning to school, especially now with COVID-19. If not verbally, some may express themselves with a decrease in appetite, headaches, or stomach aches. Pediatricians like Dr. Elizabeth Thomas of Diamond Physicians of Dallas has already treated a number of young students going back to school suffering from anxiety over the pandemic.
We tend to forget that children pick up so easily on those feelings that they see around them, maybe images they're seeing online, and they have questions themselves, and we should be able to speak to them about their fears at their own developmental levels.
The head of the CDC is backtracking on his recent change to the COVID-19 testing guidelines, as Director Robert Redfield now says anyone who's been in contact with a confirmed or probable COVID-19 patient should get tested. A few days ago, he had said only people who showed symptoms of the virus had to be tested. And one of the co-creators of Scooby-Doo has passed away. Joe Ruby's family saying the cartoonist died of natural causes at his Los Angeles home on Wednesday. He and his animation partner Ken Spears created the cartoon Scooby-Doo in 1969. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.